Saints, looking at your sermon note sheet, could you tell me what is the title of our message this Christmas Sunday? A Holy Ghost Party at the Manger. Luke 2:10, it tells us the reason why there was a Holy Ghost praise party at the manger. It reads, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Hallelujah. So how many here know, saints, that the praise party they attended that night continues even to this very day? The praise party is still going on. How many know that? How many know? Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, 'cause a Holy Ghost party don't stop. I can't hear you now. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, 'cause a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Say what? Say what? Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost. Party don't stop. Amen. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Emmanuel. Oh, our God with us. Oh, we praise you, Lord. And along with the angels and the host of heavens, we come before your presence today with offerings, with singing and adoration. For truly you are worthy, Lord, of all praise, all glory, and all honor. So, Lord, as we now actively listen to the preaching of your word, we ask, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you would be transforming our hearts and our minds and our lives more into your likeness, Lord Jesus. And may your heart be blessed. May your heart rejoice today. Oh, God, as we praise you, as we adore you with our very lives and our very being. And we thank you ahead of time. And it's in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we all join together to say amen and amen. Saints, looking at your sermon note sheet, together at the top, let us read Luke 2:20 together. And the shepherds return, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Amen. How many take special note of your birthday? You take special note of your birthday. Oh, okay. All right. Amen. Good. All right. You're keenly aware of your birthday. How many are aware of your birthday? Amen. Amen. Well, some people note their birthday in a variety of ways that range from something as simple as just circling the date on the calendar, all right, or writing my birthday, or, you know, on the calendar. And some have elaborate parties. You gone to some elaborate parties? And other kinds of celebrations. Birthdays are important to us because they recall memories of happiness, memories of celebration. And as children, we are taught the joy of celebrating our birthdays. So what happens on your birthday? I want you to think about that for a moment. Many people receive special treatment on their birthday. Some stores even offer discounts to those who are celebrating a birthday. And not very many, but a few businesses will give an employee maybe a day off. Anybody ever had a day off on your birthday to celebrate your birthday? Praise God. Praise God. We often receive gifts when we celebrate our birthdays. Amen. Even sometimes friends and even people we don't know are prompted to give us a dollar or something to pin on our chest, something that they would never do any other day of the year, but because it's our birthday, they give us a gift. On occasion, there is a birthday party. How many have had parties to celebrate your birth? All right? They begin with ice cream and cake when we were little, And sometimes our adult parties can become extravagant. On rare occasions, the honoree might be treated to a surprise birthday. Anybody been surprised by a surprise birthday party? All right. Well, we know how we celebrate our birthdays, and we're familiar with all of our various ways. But saints, how do we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us? Well, saints, it is celebrated through praise. It's celebrated through worship. It's celebrated with fellowship. Now, I jotted in bold print in the middle of your sermon note page that as Christians, we mark the birth of Jesus Christ as an important date worthy of celebration. Like the shepherds, the angels, and the host of heavens, we come before God's presence with offerings, singing, and adoration. And then as we leave, as they did, we leave praising his holy, precious name. Saints, our text for this day, it focuses upon the celebration that surrounded the birth of Jesus. Joseph and his 15-year-old fiancée, Mary, came to Bethlehem to register for the tax which had been ordered by King Herod. Their family was from Bethlehem, so they made the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem to enroll, even though Mary was pregnant and due for delivery at any time. In Bethlehem, they found that all the inn space had been rented out. And the best they could do, as Joseph mentioned today, was spend the night in a barn, in a cave-like area used to house and feed animals. Well, during that night, praise God, Mary brought forth a son, Scripture tells us, who was named Jesus, because his birth marked the entry of God on earth in the form of a human child. Now, Joseph, he didn't have time to call up his friends and relatives. They didn't have time to plan a proper celebration. But there was a celebration anyhow. Everybody say anyhow. Anyhow, there was a celebration, saints. Though the Christ child had a manger for a crib, there was a Holy Ghost party at the manger. Amen. Now, the celebration was orchestrated in heaven, and it was by the angel of the Lord. Those who came to the manger, they started celebrating, saints, even before they got there, before they arrived, they were celebrating. Look at your sermon notes sheet, and look at verse 9. It says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them." Hallelujah. This was the invitation that was given to several shepherds of the field. They were being notified that the long-awaited Savior had been born. It was a reason to celebrate. And then the angel brought great news. We see in verse 11, the angel said, let's read that together. "For unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Hallelujah. Then another invitation was sent out to the whole world. God fixed a star in the sky that was so bright that it could be seen around the world. And in the east, several wise men saw the star, and they recognized its meaning. And they got on their camels, and they began that long journey to get to the Christ child. They prepared gifts, Scripture says, of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But everybody say, but the angels, they didn't wait for the wise men. Neither did they wait for the shepherds. The angels started celebrating before the first guest showed up. Well, saints, what began as one angel making an announcement soon became a whole multitude of angels that was praising God and shouting glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all. Hallelujah. And when the angels finished singing and when they finished shouting hallelujah, the shepherds decided to join in on the party. Verse 15 says, and let's read that together. "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." Hallelujah. So saints, on their way to the manger, The shepherds were celebrating. Hallelujah. They were celebrating in the streets, telling everybody, the Savior has been born. The Savior is here. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Even though others would not join them, the shepherds came to the manger anyways, ready to praise the Lord. And once they arrived, they saw the Christ child, Scripture says, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in the manger. And when the shepherds left the manger, Scripture says they left shouting, they left praising, they left glorifying God for all the things they had seen and heard. Saints, the praise party they attended that night continues even to this day. Would you high five your neighbor next to you and say, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Oh, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Oh, it don't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, how was the birth of Christ celebrated, saints? When we look at the angels, when we look at the shepherds, we get an idea about what happened at that praise party at the manger. Looking at our notes, they praised God for what they heard. Everybody say, for what they heard. For what they heard. Verse 20 says that the shepherds praised God for what they heard. Well, what did they hear? They heard that a Savior was born. They heard that God was about to answer Israel's prayers after 400 years. What they heard brought them hope, hallelujah, and increased their faith. Amen. How many know we need hope? Amen. And we need our faith increased. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Hallelujah. Romans 10:17 says what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. They heard a word from heaven. Amen. And what they heard gave them a reason to praise, a reason to celebrate. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, whenever there are difficulties in our lives, we get extremely happy, amen, when we hear a word from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Whenever there is a sadness in our heart, we lift our heads and we can hear from heaven. Hallelujah. That gives a pep in our step. Amen. Whenever there is a failure or a defeat in our lives, we are encouraged when we hear that there is a word. Hallelujah. From God. Amen. So, dear friend, what have you heard today? What have you heard? Well, I'll tell you, I heard that if I'm lonely, Jesus will be my comfort. Anybody know something about that? I heard that if I'm sad, Jesus will bring me cheer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I heard that if I'm feeling afraid, Jesus will remind me that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Jesus will remind me that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen. Well, saints, at the birthday celebration, the shepherds, they praise God for the hope, for the inspiration they received from what they heard. Amen. And also, looking at our notes, they praise God for what they had what? Seen. It is good to praise the Lord, saints, for what you've heard. And it's even better to praise God for what you have experienced for yourself. Hallelujah. All the shepherds left the manger praising God for what they had seen. Hallelujah. What they had heard gave them hope. It gave them inspiration. But what they saw became a testimony. Hallelujah. Saints, let me tell you, no one can testify to hearsay. You can't testify, say, well, I heard she said that he said that they said. You can't testify to that. That's just hearsay. But only you can testify to what you have experienced for yourself. Hallelujah. And you know, we may have heard Grandma tell us that God will make a way. But we can only testify when we can say, truly, He has done great things for me. I'll be a witness for him because he's done great things for me. How many can testify that to that today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we may have heard Grandpa tell us that God won't answer prayer. But we can only testify when we can say, I know the Lord will answer prayer because I tried him for myself. Hallelujah. And he came through for me. Amen. We may have heard our auntie say, God is good all the time. And God will see you in the midst of the storm. But we can only testify, saints, when we can say, I tried it for myself. And he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right with me. Amen. So, my friend, what has been your experience with the Lord? I want you to just reflect on your journey with the Lord. What has been your experience with the Lord? Has God opened doors for you? Well, has God made a way even when you didn't think there was a way? Well, if that's the case, then you should understand why the shepherds praised him, because God had showed them with blessings and given them mercy and forgiveness and showered them with salvation. So they just praised God when they left that manger. They was having a Holy Ghost party. Well, saints, like the shepherds, we've seen some things about God. We've seen that if we trust God, saints, the misfortunes that come our way, they're not going to scare us. That the troubles that come our way, how many know we will have troubles? The troubles that we have, they're not going to torment us. Sorrows that we experience, they're not going to terrify us. The disappointments that we experience, they're not going to provoke us. Perplexities are not going to vex us. Burdens are not going to restrain us. Even prosperity will not spoil us, saints. Poverty will not frustrate us. Hallelujah. Once we have seen that we can trust in God. You know, no wonder the songwriter said, and I love this, he reads, I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roll. I felt sin's breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I heard the voice of the Savior. He bid me to still fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. Anybody remember that? I learned that on my grandfather's knee. And so even though the lightning be flashing in my life, sometimes the troubles are rolling, and I have felt them dashing against my soul, trying to conquer me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I remember you promised never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, saints, when the shepherds left the party, I want you to look there in your notes. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, we got to consider that when the shepherds left the party wasn't over. Let's read together Matthew 2, 9 and 10. It tells us it took a little while for the wise men to make it to Israel. All right. The shepherds had come and gone, but the angels come and gone. The shepherds had come and gone. But everybody say but again. But the wise men were shouting on their way. They was on the way. Let's read verse 9. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Hallelujah. Saints, it took them a little while to get to the party. But, everybody say but. But when they came, scripture says they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Hallelujah. Now, saints, when the angels left the party, the shepherds picked up where the angels left off, all right? And when the shepherds left the party, the wise men kept the Holy Ghost party going on. And when the wise men left the party, every believer since then joins in the celebration. Hallelujah. Because every child of God got something to shout about. Just high five your neighbor and say, neighbor, I got something to shout about. You got something to shout about. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, the angels were glorifying God in heaven because the Savior had been born. Amen. They had something to shout about. The shepherds were shouting in the fields because the promise of God was being fulfilled. They had something to shout about. Amen. The wise men were shouting as they traveled across that desert because they had seen a sign from God, saints, written in the stars, hallelujah. And they had something to shout about, hallelujah. Saints, whenever the Lord has done something for you, has the Lord done something for you? Whenever the Lord has done something for you, you got something to shout about. High five your neighbor again and say, y'all got something to shout about. Saints, whenever we think about how God has blessed us, we got something to shout about. Amen. Whenever we think about how the Lord has picked us up, turned us around, and planted our feet on solid ground, we got something to
shout
about. Hallelujah. Whenever we think how God has provided for us food, clothing, shelter, we got something to shout about. Hallelujah. When we think about how God brought us out of nowhere, everybody say nowhere, and carried us to somewhere, we have something to shout about. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, this Christmas, we Christians are doing a whole lot of shouting. Amen. And it's not because of the man in the red suit. Hallelujah. Oh, we're shouting because of Jesus. Jesus, we're shouting because of you, Lord Jesus. And you know what, saints? They say that the man in the red suit lives in the North Pole. But we're shouting today, hallelujah. Because Jesus not only lives at the North Pole, he lives at the South Pole. He lives at the East Pole. He lives at the West Pole, hallelujah. And we got something to shout about, amen. Now they say that the man in the red suit rides a sled, amen. But we're shouting because Jesus is not confined to a sleigh, hallelujah. Because he can walk on water, praise God. And Jesus rides with the wind, praise your name. Now they say that the man in the red suit comes but once a year, amen. But we're shouting today because Jesus is always, everybody say always, always by my side, hallelujah. Oh, he said, I'll never leave you. And they said, the man in the red suit fills our stockings with goodies. But saints, we're shouting because Jesus supplies all our needs. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He said, seek me first, and I will add all things unto your life. Now they tell me that the man in the red suit comes down a chimney uninvited. Hallelujah! But saints, we're shouting today because Jesus stands at the door of our heart and knocks, waiting to be invited in. Hallelujah. They say the man in the red suit will let you sit on his lap. Oh, but we're shouting today, saints, because Jesus lets you rest in his arms. Jesus lets you lay your head on his bosom. Hallelujah. He says, oh, lie down, my love. Lie down and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. They say the man in the red suit don't know your name. All he can say is, come here, you. Come here. Hi, you. Hi, you. But you know, Jesus already knows my name. Jesus already knows your name. Hallelujah. He knows each tear that falls. He knows how many hairs you got on your head. And he promised never to leave you. And he'll hear you whenever you call. Saints, they say the man in the red suit has little helpers to make toys. Oh, but we're shocked today because Jesus don't need any help. Hallelujah. He is God all by himself. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus can mend the wounded heart. Anybody ever had Jesus mend your heart? Oh, thank you. He can repair broken toys. He can repair broken homes. He can repair broken relationships. And we praise you today, Lord Jesus. And all by himself, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that you may be where I am going. Hallelujah! Saints, we shout today because the little baby born in Bethlehem, he lived for 33 years. And we're shouting today because he picked up his cross and he suffered for us. He died for us. He was buried for us. He rose again for us, that we might have life for eternity and abundantly right now. Hallelujah. Oh, he rose up from the grave. That's why we're shouting today. Oh, we're shouting. Because one day, saints, one day, saints, one day he's coming back. Woo! And what a glorious day that's going to be. You know what? That means there's going to be a Holy Ghost party up in heaven. Are you ready for that party? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So, saints, we're shouting. If God has been good to you, if you're a part of that Holy Ghost party, oh, we're just going to keep on praising you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, because the Holy Ghost party don't. It don't stop. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, ain't nobody like a Holy Ghost. Oh, cause the Holy Ghost party don't stop. What you say? What you say? Ain't nobody like a Holy Ghost party. Cause the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Ain't nobody. Oh, ain't nobody like a Holy Ghost party. Cause the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Ain't nobody. Attended that night continues even to this very moment. And Lord, if there's someone here this day that doesn't know the joy of knowing you as Lord and Savior, as friend and King, we pray that they would make a decision right now, this very day, to open the doors of their heart and to invite you in, that they might experience life that they never dreamed, unspeakable and full of glory, eternally with you and abundantly in you right now. So we pray that you would make it so, that not one that leaves here today would leave without you, Lord Jesus, so that truly all of us can proclaim with the depths of our being joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. That every heart has prepared him room. Oh, so that heaven and nature will sing. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the joy that we experience as your children. Use us to bring others unto yourself, to share you without fear, to rise up and choose you in all of our decisions. And we give you thanks for the joy and privilege that it is. And in the mighty name of Jesus, all God's saints join together to say, amen. The doors of the church are open, saints. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we invite you to come up. If you would like us to pray for you for any circumstance, any loved one, any situation, we would be honored to anoint you with oil as you